We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The John and Bruce Moody Chair in Law and Business at the University of Minnesota in the law school and in the business school in the Department of Strategic Management and Entrepreneurship is Dr. Paul Voller at the U of M, and he's good enough to join us this morning on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. It's great to be with you. Congratulations on the retirement announcement. The next 4 months are going to be a wonderful mix of bittersweetness. I'll wait until we get to April before gushing on about all you mean and are to us, Dave. But just know it's coming. Congratulations.
Well, Paul, I appreciate this relationship, too, especially, you know, when we have stories like this that are happening right now. And I want to get into a little bit of what happened in our nation's capital during the Electoral College vote certification. And I'm just reading today, Paul, I just saw a list of Comcast saying they're suspending political contributions. Verizon said they're suspending them to lawmakers who voted in favor of objecting to the election results. AT&T, Marriott International, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Dow, Airbnb, just some I saw this morning, Paul. Kind of give us an overview of what's happening here with the business and political donations.
It's a lot of speech. Every year, U.S. corporations give somewhere in the billions. I think last year was around $3 billion that U.S. corporations gave to politicians, Dave. So it's serious money. Now, the way to give it is not directly. Remember that 2010 Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, that said corporations were people and money was speech? Do you remember that one, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that lets them give it. But they have to give it through a political action committee. So what happens is a company like Target, they gave almost $2 million last year to politicians. But they did it through a number of PACs or their affiliates. And what they do is pretty typical. I think like what a lot of the companies you just listed, they spread the money around. They give to Democrats, they give to Republicans. Target gave a little bit more to Bernie Sanders and Biden than it did to Trump, but everyone got a taste. So they spread that money around, and all the big companies do that. And the big question is, why do they do it? And then that's helpful for understanding why they've pulled back on the Republican side. And I think the short answer is for access. There's never a specific issue. There's never a specific quid pro quo. It's to give them access to, say, a state of Minnesota senator is looking to raise the sales tax on an item that's really popular in Target stores, or to a U.S. senator who's mulling over how hard to oppose a proposed tariff on that product because it's imported as well. So it's not a specific thing. It's for that access. And so the take, I think, on many on the political science side and just common sense is, after Wednesday's assault on the Capitol and after Wednesday's attack on our constitutional processes by many Republican congressmen and senators, these companies have decided that access is worth less. They want to send a message about it. And you might say they think there's more value in the access that they have to the incoming Democratic administration that's going to control the White House, the House, and it looks like the Senate. So it's a kind of change in the value of access, as well maybe as a little bit of anger from a corporate standpoint.
Dr. Voller, let me ask you about something I know we've discussed before, but I think about it here today, too, and that's the activist investors. So when you have these shareholder meetings, what do you expect will happen now? And will they get a little more exciting than they normally are?
Right. I think they will get a little more exciting. We're going into what they call proposal season, when shareholders have an opportunity to make shareholder proposals to be taken up at the annual meetings. And routinely, there are proposals from shareholders, not just individuals like you and me, but big institutional players, to track what kind of political donations the company makes, to curtail them, And those big institutional shareholders can make for an awful day for top management. They can lead essentially a kind of a, another kind of revolt that can be detrimental to their career. So there's also the negative kickback. There's also that as well that they have to watch out for. I think the big thing, I think the big mystery, Dave, we haven't really talked much about is the way corporations donate to politicians in kind. And I mean, not with an explicit donation, but business. I mean, the PGA just announced they're going to pull out of that big golf tournament at Trump Bedminster in New Jersey. And I'm sure they'll cite some morals clause in the contract that they think Mr. Trump, President Trump's provocative comments last week triggered. You know, that is probably much more important in terms of the bottom line for the Trump organization and for the publicity than any, you know, few tens of thousands of dollars to a politician. Or I think about Jack Dorsey banning President Trump from Twitter. You know, that donation, that ability for the president to use that private platform is invaluable to him. And taking that away, it's also a form of speech, perfectly legal for them to do that. It is probably even more valuable. We need to watch and look at the way corporations in the next few weeks will change the way they do business with the entities, with the organizations that politicians interact with, that they depend on for access to voters.
You know, you mentioned the domestic companies there, Dr. Voller, and I noted earlier this morning I saw where the chief executive of the RNA said the Trump's ownership of Turnberry will prevent the Scottish course from staging the British Open for the foreseeable future as well, which is very big news in the sporting world. So does this actually end up being a global issue as well?
I think you're right, Dave. Of course, you know, the U.S. is somewhere around 20 to 25% of world GDP are multinationals, many of whom, they're located right here in Minneapolis, have such an outsized influence on what happens elsewhere, especially in Western Europe and other industrialized countries. This is the way, this is essentially the whirlwind you reap when things happen in a global power where we can project that power. And so the Trump organization has seen that in Turnberry. I suspect that many big multinationals here in Minneapolis and in the Twin Cities are looking at the way they make those investments with politicians, do business with politicians, in part for the way they'll be perceived in foreign capitals, where they do really important business. So to some extent, right now, being a CEO or top manager at a Target or a Best Buy means you also have to be something of a corporate diplomat. And we don't necessarily train them for that in business school, and they don't necessarily move up in the company for that, but it's part of the education. And I think we find that that's happening right now. And as we see companies come to the fore, we're going to see different responses. But I think overall, it's a rational response. They're looking out for their shareholders. They're looking out for their stakeholders. They're trying to do the right thing by making the right kinds of investments, pulling the right levers that are helpful to their companies. And right now, they're pulling them in ways, or I should say, speaking in ways, Dave, that Republicans ought to listen.
Paul, I know we got to go down. Steve's got news here in just a second, but I'm thinking about political views because we're all displaying those more on social media. It seems like could that get me fired as an employee of some of these corporations?
Absolutely. You know, the Congress says it, the First Amendment says Congress will make no law barring free speech, the press and assembly and all that. But it doesn't say necessarily that Twitter doesn't. Right? It's a private platform that WCCO can't do it. Your wise words or my bloviations are part of the discourse for it, and it's also part of the bottom line for the company for it. But companies are individuals. They get their own preferences for that. As long as they're not discriminatory in the views that go with it, then they can exercise those like anyone else. And I think that's one of the real challenges. We're finding that big companies, big tech like Twitter, have a platform. It's a private platform, and they have the right to control who comes on and who comes off of it. The problem there isn't with free speech. The problem is there's no competition to it, and that's something we should probably look into later in a Biden administration.
Dr. Voller, I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much, Paul, for sharing some time here on WCCO this morning. He is Dr. Paul Voller, John and Bruce Moody Chair in Law and Business at the University of Minnesota Law School and also out of the Carlson School of Management. Steve has news. It's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.